We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So much drama in the DMV. It's kind of hard covering the WFT. B. Mitch and Finley back on 106.7 The Fan. Time to go around the NFL. Before we do it, make sure you're following us on social media. Check out the show at B. Mitch and Finley on both Twitter and Instagram. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at JP Finley NBCS. Follow Brian on Instagram at BMitch30 and on Twitter at BMitch Live NBCS. So I want to just check in with the whole NFL.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow we'll do our power rankings.
Uh-oh.
Did you? So you? I wanted to make a point of watching Monday Night Football last night. It was a good matchup to a young quarterback that I love, and Justin Herbert, an undefeated team, a cool story brewing in Vegas with the Raiders. So I turned it on, turned the TV on, got the girls down for bed.
Yep.
Got the TV on about 8 o'clock, and I find out it's a damn weather delay.
Yeah, I lucked up on that.
You showed up late?
No, yeah, I was like chilling. I ran on Saturday, rolled yesterday. I was just chilling. Laying in the tub, playing dominoes on the phone. And I got down, like, damn, the game started. And it's like, they were in a lightning delay. I'm like, you're in a what?
Right. Let's hear John Gruden's reaction to playing in a dome. That's the important part to point out here. The new stadium in Los Angeles is a dome. It's covered. And yet, I mean, if you ever need an example of how L.A. doesn't know how to handle rain, this is it, because there was a weather delay in a dome.
John, can you tell us the explanation they gave you for a weather delay on an indoor stadium?
No, I'm not an engineer. I have no idea. I mean, I have never heard that. I thought it was a joke, but, you know, it affected both teams. And certainly, you know, the locker room here is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. I mean, you can't see anybody. It's like a maze. So, you know, whoever contorted this visiting locker room, I'd like to meet this guy and see what his idea was.
I'd like to meet. So,
but you know what?
I've never heard the word contorted used in that situation.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm hearing he's blaming that on them losing. Y'all got outplayed.
I don't think he definitely wasn't blaming the weather delay, because he said that happens to both teams.
It affected both teams, and then he immediately went into, you don't have to be an architect or engineer. The NFL decides what happens with that, not the Los Angeles Chargers. The NFL decides on that.
Not to mention plenty of stadiums across the league, and I've been in damn near all of them that are open right now. The visitors' locker room is always a little bit of a pain in the butt.
It is.
That's on purpose.
Yeah, I want you to be comfortable. You go to my house, you're not supposed to know exactly how everything is laid out.
Now, I get that that's a pain when you have a weather delay, that your team has already gone out, gotten dressed, warmed up for it. Then you have to come back into the weird locker room. I understand that. But here's what we're going to learn during today's Around the NFL segment. A lot of coaches are whining about
stuff. But the league decides how that happens. Now, Landfill and I, the one thing I think, there were fans sitting right there in the area that is supposedly, like, open on the side.
Well, what I thought,
and they never made a move.
What I thought was ridiculous, I've been working a game on the field when they clear you for lightning, right? Mm-hmm. The league comes in and is like, hey, you got to clear it. We got a weather situation. I've watched as Adam Schefter and the ESPN crew openly made fun of it. They're like, we got a weather delay, and they're not allowed to play the game, yet the broadcasters are still out here on the field?
But
what,
see,
the hell is this?
That is the league being overly cautious, which they should be, because still, I hope they told the people that were sitting in the area kind of off to the side that you need to move from there. And if they decide not to and something happened, that's on them. But they have to be that way. But it is what it is. Both people have to wait. And when you get on the field, you need to play. I think the Chargers outplayed them, hands down.
For sure. So, I don't think it had much to do with anything. I don't think it had much to do with the outcome of the game. Much like the situation in Denver over the weekend, where the Broncos throw a late pick, and the Ravens are in a situation where they can easily just take a knee. They've already won. They're up 2 touchdowns. They're up 16 points. The game is over. But the Ravens have a streak of consecutive games with 100 yards rushing. Damn it. They wanted to extend their streak.
Hell yeah.
Did you have a problem with the last play that Baltimore ran?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of bullshit, but I expected it from them. You know, I've 37 years in pro ball. I've never seen anything like that. So, but it was to be expected, and we expected it.
Why did you expect it from them?
Because I just know how they operate. You know, that's just their, mode of operation there. Player safety is secondary.
So, all right, that's Broncos head coach Vic Fangio. Just GTFO with the player safety thing, because you just played an entire football game, right? Like, this wasn't about, this one play isn't the make or break of player safety. Now, a couple things. I think Fangio should have kept this private. I think if he wanted to say something to Harbaugh, say something to Harbaugh. Is it a little low-key kind of bush league from the Ravens? Yes. Do the Ravens have a reputation around the NFL for some diving on piles? The Ravens have a reputation among the NFL for some funny business. I would say that's true. But you want to stop them, stop them.
You know why the Ravens got that reputation? Because they kick most people's ass. Okay? Let's be real. I was always told the game is not over until the last second ticks off the clock. Did they still have seconds on the clock? Play football. And if Vic Fangio didn't go straight to John Harbaugh and say something, I don't give a damn what he got to say after he got off the field, not in the man's face. Because I think they shook hands after the game. And if you shook hands after the game, then you didn't say nothing then and shut the hell up. On top of it, if this is something my players have been doing and they want to go for it, go for it. I mean, what you tell your team is okay on you, but you can't tell another team how to perform, how to play. Because just like I heard somebody talking this morning, like Ron Rivera stated it. You remember when people used to be kneeling down and people were submarine off the line trying to get to them? Some people play till the end. If you want your team to just give up because, oh, they're not going to run a play. No, play all the way to the end of the damn game.
One of the things that absolutely drove me nuts, Coach K did this a few years ago, and I'm talking college hoops now, but he wanted to tell another team how they should act after beating Duke. You don't get to decide that,
yeah,
dude.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
If you don't want me to act the way that I want to act, beat me.
Right.
And that's the way I feel about all that. Listen, these players go out there and they put their bodies in harm's way all the time. They work their tails off. If there's a record out there and we could keep extending it, I don't think there was nobody on the football field when they ran. They were still trying to tackle Lamar. They could have stopped him from getting the yards. If I would have saw them line up getting ready to run, I damn sure would have played harder defense at that point. Now, they get to play against the Colts to set the record. And isn't it the record held by the Steelers, I think?
I don't know.
So all this stuff works hand in hand. Man, it's pride. And listen, things may seem petty when you can't stop people, but hey, stop them.
If I'm the head coach, I'm not doing it, but I get why they did it.
I would.
I'm
aggressive.
We were watching this this morning, and Jeff Saturday, former Colts center, told a story of 1 year the Colts had already locked up the division. They're playing in Buffalo in a snowstorm, and Peyton, more or less, it sounded like it was Peyton, maybe it was the coaching staff, kept everybody on the field because he wanted to get Dallas Clark and Reggie Wayne their incentive bonuses. They need to catch it. Like, these kinds of things happen. This is pro football. This is like, right. If something be, I'll say it's this. If death, this man. Happens in like high school, I think you can make a moral claim, right? This is professional football. This is the highest level. Let's hear what John Harbaugh had to say in response, because I thought Harbaugh's response was really strong.
I mean, I thought we were on good terms. We had a nice chat before the game, known each other for a long time, but I promise you, I'm not going to give that insult one second thought. That's what's meaningful to us might not be meaningful to them. Their concerns are definitely not our concerns. And, you know, we didn't expect to get the ball back, you know, but I had already decided
That's the best part of it.
If we got the ball back, we were going to try to get the yards. And we got it back with 3 seconds left. So you're throwing the ball in the end zone with 10 seconds left. I don't know that there's a 16-point touchdown that's going to be possible right there. So, you know, that didn't have anything to do with winning the game. So, like I said, what's meaningful to us might not be meaningful to them, and we're not going to concern ourselves with that.
Did that kind of surprise you, based on the family history your family has?
That, to me, is where Fangio loses whatever moral high ground he's trying to supplant, is that, dude, you're down 16 and you're throwing into the end zone. Now, if you were just running, I get you can't quit, because we gave Ron Rivera a really hard time last year when they didn't try to play it till the end. But if you're just running the ball,
if you're going to use that excuse, you need to just let the game go.
But you can't be mad if they run a play to get a record after you're trying to score.
I played under Harbaugh for 3 years. And that's John's nice way of just saying,
F you.
Straight up.
He's a bona fide hard ass. And that's how they're going to operate.
But Fangio didn't go to John Harbaugh and say something after the game. Which, as Doc would say, that's a yacht move.
That's the right time to do it.
You know what I'm saying? If you really had a problem, you go straight to him, you voice it, and then you can say what you want to the media. But to not say something to him and then run to the media and start talking, that's weak to me. Totally weak.
How about this? The standings in the AFC North. Bengals, Ravens, Browns, all 3-1. Steelers, 1-3. Lamphill's favorite quarterback looks like he might be on his last Liz eggs.
Yeah, the Steelers are obviously in last place. They have by far the worst quarterback in that division. I mean, and it's not close.
So, interestingly, if you look at point differential, the Bengals are at plus 17, Ravens at plus 13, Browns are plus 33. Meanwhile, the Steelers are minus 26.
Enough said.
It is enough said there.
They suck.
This is an offense league. They promoted by offense. They made the rules to cater to offense. If you can't score, that's a problem.
They're bad, and I feel that Mike Tomlin is going to tarnish his reputation by signing that contract extension before the year. He might end up getting fired.
Well, he might
not
be able
this
to,
year, but like next year. Here's what he should have done. Retired.
The Steelers don't fire anybody, though.
Go to the broadcast booth, and then he's the guy.
Mike Tomlin didn't sign the contract. That's why they don't fire people.
He's the guy for a decade that every time there's a job opening, people are like, is this the job Mike Tomlin comes back for? And then he gets the 10-year, $100 million contract.
It's a good place to be when you're that guy. Ask Bill Cowher. Couple quick things before we get to our guy Urban Meyer. The best point differential in the NFL belongs to who, B?
Point differential? Best.
You can guess, Lanfield. Say it into the mic.
The Bills.
The Bills by a mile. The Bills are plus 90.
Damn.
They've got a 35 zip and a 40 zip on their
resume.
That
means that they score and they shut you down.
Exactly. Now, the best point differential in the NFC.
NFC, best point.
Guess if you know it, boys. Go ahead.
Cardinals?
Cardinals are plus 55. Okay. They're also, are they the only undefeated team left in the NFL? Yes, they are. They are 4-0.
Yep.
Lamphill, how willing to apologize to Cliff Kingsbury are you?
Got 13 more games.
No.
Don't do it yet.
No apology.
What if they win the West, will you apologize?
No apology. I'm like Mitt Romney. No apologies from me. He's still holding Kyler Murray back. What this proves is that Kyler Murray is overcoming Cliff Kingsbury's
You think he's holding Kyler Murray
coaching.
Back at
yes.
this point?
He can go better.
He could go better.
How about this? This is a pretty interesting little look. The NFC North.
You know what JP just sound like? Vic Fangio. He wants us to give it to him before the thing is over.
I'm not asking. I'm just. Lamphill calls him one of the worst coaches in the NFL. Right now, he's the only undefeated coach.
I stand
in the NFL.
By that criticism.
Okay. Of course you do.
You don't get credit for coaching Kyler Murray. He's good.
All right.
And he's still holding him back.
Can I read another note, please?
What is it? Is it going to be more about how Cliff Kingsbury is good? Because he's not.
It has nothing to do with Cliff Kingsbury.
All right, go ahead.
Landfill. The NFC North. Listen to this. Packers, Bears, Vikings, Lions. Packers are 3-1. The Bears are 2-2. Vikings are 1-3. The Lions are 0-4.
Mm-hmm. That's straight.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Only one team in that division has a positive point differential. Who is it?
Yeah, be a team that's winning. Green Bay.
Vikings.
It's the Vikings.
The team that's losing.
Green Bay is -5 overall in point differential. The Bears are -27 in point differential. The Vikes are +2.
And so they're 1-3.
Right. It's just been all narrow, narrow losses. And then the Lions are -38.
It's weird.
I mean, some of these things are fluky, but some of these, like the Bills, you could tell they're steamrolling people look at that.
They're beating the hell out of people.
Now, who do you believe has the lowest point differential in the NFL?
The lowest?
The lowest. The lowest of the low.
Is it Washington?
No. Washington is -21. So, honestly, not that you can subtract it, but the Bills game is really what skews that.
Are you talking closest to zero or the biggest negative number?
The lowest point differential would be the biggest negative number.
The Jets.
Jets is Landfill's guest.
Jaguars.
Jets and Jags are what the boys are saying. -41 for the Jags, -47 for the Jets. Dolphins, oddly, also -47. Is that right?
-47. So
the Atlanta Falcons are -50.
So they got destroyed.
The Atlanta Falcons are -50, and Washington beat them by 3.
Four.
Not a math guy. Yeah.
34 minus 30.
And they won the game before they played Washington.
Right, against the Giants.
So they got blowed out.
They lost to who? They lost to the Buccaneers, didn't they?
Week one, I think they got trounced. I can pull it up real quick. So they lost to the Bucs in a relatively shootout, I think. Full schedule, dumb website. So the Falcons,
they lost to the Eagles and the Bucks,
and the Eagles kind of rolled them, right?
Yeah, 32 they won
to
by 6,
20. And then they gave up 48 to the Bucks. They lost 48-25. They won 17-14 against the Giants, and then lost by 4 to Washington. All right, our last note here in around the NFL: Urban Meyer has found himself in a whole heap of trouble. Mm-hmm. The Jaguars aren't playing very well. I don't know if you've seen the Urban Meyer videos. They're all over social media. They're all over the internet. Yeah. He clearly was in a bad situation. He's married with kids and grandkids, and there's a young woman dancing with him, I think is a fair way to describe it. That is certainly not his wife, and it's not a way you would dance with your kids. This situation really appears to be snowballing. Urban Meyer spoke with his team, and he makes it sound like there was a big team meeting. But reporting has shown that he actually only met with specific position groups rather than addressing everybody at once, which is kind of just a bizarre way to handle it. Mm-hmm. Let's hear from Urban Meyer on the distraction going on in Jacksonville.
How did the team react? I mean, they're reactionary. You know, how did they take it, your apology?
Well, I've always been so defensive of them. You know, I remember when Trevor told me he was going to go to Vegas for his bachelor party. I mean, I was just, my gosh, man, be careful and surround yourself and... Because I've seen this happen, and I just, so the team, I spoke to a bunch of leaders one-on-one, spoke to all the players. They're good. They were focused on Tennessee, and I apologized again for being a distraction, and a coach should not be a distraction.
Well, Coach, you are a distraction. Now, today, the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, they're owned by the Khan family. Here's a statement from Shad Khan. He says, I have addressed this matter with Urban. Specifics of our conversation will be held in confidence. What I will say is his conduct last weekend was inexcusable. I appreciate Urban's remorse, which I believe is sincere. Now he must regain our trust and respect. That will require a personal commitment from Urban to everyone who supports, represents, or plays for our team. I am confident he will deliver. B, before you reply, one more thing to point out. Urban didn't fly back with the team, with the Jaguars,
yeah,
after Thursday night's last-second loss to the Bengals. He stayed in Ohio, where he's lived and worked for, you know, the last 5-7 years, whatever that time period is. He stayed in Ohio because he wanted to spend time with his family and his grandchildren.
Yeah, grandchildren and family, yeah.
So clearly, he missed them at least one night. Here's the question. Is Urban Meyer coaching the Jacksonville Jaguars by the time we get to December? B?
I already thought Urban Meyer wouldn't last this whole contract. And I think this popping up now, it may be something where they're going to try to make an example out of him. I think the Khan family may be smart enough to understand.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They can probably get out of this without paying him his whole contract. Normally he leaves and then they have to give him a buyout. He may be able to get out of this one without paying him the rest of that contract. And I just think that I've looked at a lot of different comments online, and they were like, you know, one guy was like, well, what is he supposed to do? You know, you can't push the person out the way, but you know what? You can move, or you can, like, gradually, like, get out of my
just
lap.
Just stand up and walk away.
But I don't
there
think,
are things you can do.
Because you can see he was uncomfortable. I'll agree. He was uncomfortable, and he was trying not to act like he was doing something. But, damn, you just got to – look around, dude. That's a setup to me.
Jake Dunton on Twitter, I think this is actually pretty smart. I love how Urban Meyer tried to throw Trevor Lawrence under the bus. Yeah, why would you bring up Trevor Lawrence's bachelor party? He didn't do anything wrong.
He was just saying that I will defend my players, and I think my players are going to defend me in this situation. That's what you're saying.
If there's a lot of reporting going on about that situation, doesn't seem like the players are into this whatsoever. I think Urban is gone by December, and I think he takes the USC job by the Rose Bowl.
If USC hires him, they look more idiotic. This is a man who's constantly just left people.
They're trying to win games, and that's a dude that wins games.
And that's why
in college
I say
football.
When they try to sit up there with that BS, try to talk about we care about the students. No, they care about wins.
Care about wins. I think we all know that to be the case. Speaking of wins, don't forget, we got Heard It Here first coming up. in just a few minutes. Peaches come in a can. They were put there by a man in a factory downtown. It is B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan. This is the President of the United States of America. Make sure you're following along on social media. Follow B on Instagram at BMitch30. Follow me at JP Finley, NBCS. We just went around the league. I mean, that Jacksonville situation is just such a mess. And Lanville had a legitimate question. Do players really care if the coach is out hitting on a young woman?
Looked like the young woman was hitting on him to me.
It did. But
that's what it looked like to me.
Here's my answer. When you have a college coach trying to come into a professional situation, and Urban's a hard ass, so he's trying to be a hard ass, and a lot of these dudes are probably looking at him like, man, you never coached here. You can go coach in college with that, but you can't talk to me like that. And then you have a situation like this, that's where the things start to unravel, in my mind.
Yeah. Most players are going to focus on their thing. They're not even getting to that. They don't care. Now, if he comes to them one-on-one and try to say something, they'll question him. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Exactly.
If he try to question them in the same situation, they'll be like, hold on now, brother.
Exactly.
You remember?
Yeah. Our guy Cody Betts is planting his flag on Tuesday of a Week 5 game week. Before we get to Cody Betts planting his flag, let's talk to Lou in D.C. Lou, you got to leave the equipment room and go in the quiet room, sir.
We good today. We good, JP.
No, you're not. We hear it, dude.
I just rolled my window up, man.
All right, perfect.
Nice and quiet. Yes, sir, man. How you guys doing?
We're good, buddy. How about you?
I can't complain. Like I told Cody, man, my concern is just like everybody else. I think the defense, and it seems like you're not seeing this adjustment from the coordinators, and I just think he need to do a better job. And, I think Collins should be playing linebacker, man. If he can't cover nobody out there, at least he could stop the run or something since he liked to hit. So why not just put him in linebacker?
I'm going to let you respond, B, because I know that.
I think people keep making that comment. He's been a safety. If he moves to linebacker, he has to take on 300-pound guards and tackles. What automatically makes everyone think he's going to just fit there and be great at it?
Not to mention, he hasn't been a very sure tackler this year.
Yeah.
But he had a big whiff on that Mike Davis touchdown.
Because we've seen some people do it that are relatively his size, but you hear guys that are 200 pounds playing running back, but then you see a quarterback who's 210, he gets hurt all the time every time he gets hit, and then what that running back does get, because he built for it. I don't know if Landon is built for that in the NFL level. If he wants to be on the football field, when they talked about moving him there, he'd have been excited about it. He talked against it, did he not?
Yeah, well, he also has gotten to be on the field at safety.
He don't want to go down there, man, and deal with that on a regular basis.
I think you might be onto something. So, let's circle back to Cody planting his flag. At least he's planting his flag somewhere. Cody claims that his predictions for every Washington football game so far this season have been accurate. Is that correct?
Yes. So far, I am 4-0.
Okay.
And what did you pick them to be at the end of the year?
9-8. I have them struggling down the stretch.
Okay. What do you have them doing this weekend?
I have them winning. I think it's going to be a fairly easy game for them against the Saints. I don't know why, but they're at home. They're coming off a win against the Falcons. They want to get over 500. I see the win. They're going to get to Jameis. He's so streaky. He's had one good game. We put him on a mountain early, and we haven't taken him off that mountain yet.
Who?
Jameis Winston.
Who put him on a mountain?
The media. Around the league.
I don't know.
He did really well against the Packers.
I don't know if we put him on a mountain.
No, you're in the media, Cody.
I think he did good in the first game, but I think we talked about the fact that he only passed like 140 yards in that game.
And he hasn't gotten any better.
148 yards with 5 touchdowns.
It's hard to match that level of productivity. He hadn't been good since then. Suppose that streak happens this week.
I think he goes down, and they're giving Taysom Hill the ball a lot more, especially in the red zone.
Oh, yeah, but that's what they did even when they had Drew Brees.
Nothing new. Didn't somebody once say if you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks?
No, he's not a quarterback. He's a gadget player.
He is a gadget player. I mean, Jameis is averaging 153 yards per game passing.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost hard to do.
The last time he was a starter for 16 games, he led the league in passing yards. That's so ridiculous.
He averaged 319 a game. Going, if you go back to 2019. Now, he also threw.
That was an offense that they just threw it deep all the time.
That was his 30-30 year.
Yeah. Right, and he threw 30 picks.
Yeah.
I believe he's gotten LASIK since, though. So the eyes are locked in now.
Well, did the LASIK take away the arm strength, or that's just the offense they're running?
It's very bizarre. I mean, if you look, his passing totals through four games, and this is Washington's next opponent, so this now becomes highly relevant. Jameis Winston in the opener in a big win for the Saints over the Packers, where Aaron Rodgers just was completely disinterested. 14 completions on 20 attempts, 70% passing, 5 touchdowns, all great numbers, 148 yards passing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... It's hard. That is hard to.
That's hard to do.
He had 5 touchdowns on 14 throws, on 14 completions.
That's hard to do, but if you got the ball in short field position and you went in to score, that's possible. But I'll take 5 touchdowns.
Sure.
I think I might know why they're not throwing the ball down the field. Do you remember back when the whole pandemic first started, Sean Payton got COVID? Maybe he has brain fog and he still thinks he has Drew Brees.
Maybe. I can't rule it out. I don't think it's likely. So week 1, 148 for 5. Week 2 against the Panthers, 11-22 for 111 yards, 0 touchdowns, 2 picks, and he was sacked 4 times.
Yeah.
So the bloom quickly came off the rose, Cody.
Hell of a defense, too.
Week 3 against the Patriots. I mean, again, this is crazy. 13 of 21 for 128 yards with 2 touchdowns. They won 28-13. Last week against the Giants at home.
Hold on, Cody. This pattern is not working for your prediction.
17 of 23. His first game over 200 yards passing. 226 yards passing. 1 touchdown.
So he win, loses.
Correct.
So this week is a win?
Well, it's a win for us, yes.
Cody's 4-0, dude.
All right.
How many yards did you say Jameis was throwing for a game?
226.
You think he doubles that against Washington?
You got him going for 450?
He might. They might let it rip.
It would be more understandable if he was putting those low numbers. They're just very not high. And then you've got Alvin Kamara, but he's not going off either. He's only averaging 74 yards on the ground.
Now, their receivers aren't great right now without Michael Thomas.
We can look at that, but I can tell you, Alvin Kamara, based off of what we've seen thus far, this can be the game where he becomes what Alvin Kamara. Listen, man. He is, I don't think we have a linebacker or a safety that could cover him.
No, you're definitely right, but I think there should be some optimism inside the building for this game.
But it could be optimism inside the building. I'm sure it's optimism in every game inside the building, but I think we have to understand they're 2-2 just like we're 2-2. And our guy is passing almost 200-300 yards a game, but we're still 2-2.
He only played the half the first game.
We're 2-2.
Yeah, I mean, the records are the same.
I mean, it don't make a difference. We still didn't win that game.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to get too far into, like, transitive properties. Washington beat the Giants, and the Saints lost to the Giants. I don't know that matters too much. But
I like when people do that one.
I think, I'll be honest, what I think on this game, and I'll watch practice the next few days, and I won't have official prediction until Friday. I don't think anybody knows what the hell will happen.
I don't know.
The Saints look entirely schizophrenic
through
4 games.
Some damn tequila.
The Saints look completely schizophrenic in 4 games.
They do.
Washington has been wildly inconsistent through 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
We all thought the Washington defense was going to be the strength. Their offense is going to be bad. Flip it upside down, bizarro world, where their offense is decent and the defense is god-awful.
Man, I'm not listening to Cody anyway. He's a 49ers fan. He don't want to talk about his sorry team. That's why he's trying to just come over here now, get on our good side so we don't bring that up. What is your team right now?
I'm higher on the Washington football team than I am on the 49ers.
Hey, we don't want you on the – get off our bus. Go back over to the 49ers.
Okay, I'll go back. But I'm more optimistic over here than you are.
You might be.
Two quick questions.
Because you don't have things invested in this. I have investment in this.
Hey, whoa, whoa. I've got $10 on the over wins.
Serious investment.
That's not
a great investment right there.
I am not ready to have these conversations, but I have two questions for...
Wait. Who's the guy that's supposed to pick this $500 bet we had?
Where's Jimmy Dean? We wrote his number down here. James Walton.
Yeah, we need to call him soon, too.
Do
we want to buy out?
James Walton. You can buy out. At some point, though, there are two topics that I think may need to be addressed. Kyle Shanahan, in 4 years as the Niners coach, has one playoff season. Mm-hmm. Now, they did go to a Super Bowl. They were really good, but still one out of four.
Super Bowl season count as two good ones.
Okay. If this season falls apart, now that Jimmy G's hurt and Trey Lance looks pretty raw.
That's an excuse.
I'm just saying, there's a conversation there depending what happens. And I think there's another conversation depending what happens. Tom Brady won one Super Bowl now without Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick's team didn't make the playoffs. Didn't look particularly good. Should that happen again? I think there's another conversation to have about who we assign GOAT labels to. I'm not saying we need to do it right now. I'm just saying these are interesting topics, interesting things to keep a pulse on as we inch into fall. Leaves are going to be falling soon. Halloween decorations are out and about. Mm-hmm. There's conversations to be had. The conversation to be had next is Heard It Here First on B-Mitch and Finley.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
He thinks I'm talking about Prince Harry.
Prince Nakamura.
Picture.
Cody, I'll give you a $20 bill if you know the name of this song.
Sweater the body covers me.
What is he? He's like looking up to validate his flag planting?
Yes.
Can you picture?
So B. Mitch's stance is that everybody thought they'd go 2-2, and you're saying that's BS?
Yeah, I already pulled the audio. You said that they were going to win the Chargers game, so you're already out. And I'm sure that I can find one discrepancy in this.
Yeah, but his greater point is predicting 2-2 through four isn't exactly hitting a trifecta.
Right, but if you go to the casino and you say 2-2, but you get the games wrong, you lose money.
Yeah, but there's probably a bet at a casino that you could just bet on 2-2 through four games without specific games.
Brother.
It's When Doves Cry by Prince.
How do you know that?
Because he just pulled it up.
I know the song.
No, you don't.
They air it on 94.7 The Drive all the time.
This is what it sounds like.
Cross promo there.
When Cody cries.
Well done.
He's going to be crying because his 49ers are going to probably win by four games.
Here's what I wanted to shout out. Carrie and Tyler. This is a first for Brian and I. We got a really nice envelope from the Stones, addressed to B. Mitch and Finley, and it said, kindly join us for the wedding of Carrie and Tyler, Saturday, October 23rd, 2021, 4:30 in the afternoon. This is being held in Union Hall, Virginia, and there's a reception following. We're not going to be able to make it. Are you going to make it? We looked up Union Hall.
I won't be able to make it because I think I'm going to be doing a backyard barbecue for a guy that purchased this thing in a golf tournament.
Oh, like a Let B. Mitch Cook thing? I think I'm going to be in Wisconsin because the Washington football team plays the Packers. But
Cody, predict that game. We're going to win that one, too.
Let's Yeah, Cody, you have them winning the next four games?
Yeah, it's pretty absurd.
Saints, Chiefs, Packers, Broncos, you have them winning all of those?
Yeah.
Okay. I tell you what.
These predictions were made in May.
If that happens.
So after these 8 weeks, we get to say, this is your brain and this is your brain on drugs.
I think that's pretty fair. There we go. But let's seriously wish Carrie and Tyler a lifetime of happiness.
Definitely.
Thank you for the wedding invite. I don't know. There's no like envelope to mail something back to you, but thank you very much.
We'll find a way. We can spend some of that money you're making.
People are invited to invite us to their weddings. We're probably not going to make it, but we'll give it our best shot.
Yeah, I know. But I did have some already, but you never know.
You never know.
Invite me.
I might just show up one time. But B, how about this? Did this just arrive today, Landfill? Or did we just get it today?
It seems like it just arrived today. I don't know.
Well, I don't know either, but...
I'm not the mail guy.
We were supposed to RSVP by September 25th.
Oof.
So we're running a little late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wonder if, on some level, this is an invitation. This is a, oh, hey, you guys are invited, by the way. We know you can't come.
Doesn't it say the date on the envelope, like, that it went through the mail?
September 24th.
Hmm.
So clearly this has been in the office for a while.
When stuff comes here, right. It takes a while to get upstairs.
Cody, can you start putting it on your list to check the mail for us in case we get another wedding invite? Maybe we can go?
I couldn't even tell you where the mail room is.
Well, I guess that won't be on your list.
That makes two of us. Well, Beamish, you know where the mail room is?
Hell no, Landry does. You all found the weight room with the hip thrust, so y'all can find it.
Maybe the hip thruster's in charge of the mail room.
I only know where the outgoing mail is. I have no idea where the incoming is.
We know. What's my man's name that walks around all the time with the little beard mustache?
Roger the Dodger?
They're the one that brings the mail up most of the time. Engineer dude.
Isn't that Trimmer?
Trimmer, yeah, him. That's who he brings it up.
Okay, we'll check in with him because our discourse is always so pleasant. Listen, thank you for the invite. Carrie and Tyler,
we wish you total bliss.
Yeah, I hope it's everything you want. Enjoy your day.
It's going to be the hardest job you ever had, but if you work at it, it could be very successful.
And I would argue that late October in Union Hall, Virginia, will be a beautiful time of year for your wedding.
All time, yeah, be different color leaves.
I think we looked up Union Hall. There appears to be a big lake there, which would be a great backdrop for a wedding.
I think it's near Roanoke.
Yeah.
I believe they're... It's probably a Biscuitville restaurant in Roanoke.
So why I feel like you... why are the landmarks of the restaurant?
Yeah.
Well, Landville, do you want to go? Because I got a feeling if I RSVP to these folks and say, hey, me and B. Mitch are unavailable, but Landville's coming, they'd say yes.
Roanoke just seems so far away. I don't know how many hours away it is, and I've never been.
It's not that far.
It's like four hours away, I think.
Does that sound right?
Huh?
It's like 4 hours away.
Yeah,
I've been to Roanoke.
I've done it in less than four.
I like Roanoke.
I like Roanoke, Staunton. I like that little area of Virginia down there. It's pretty.
If I said I'm going to Roanoke, I'd make it to like Winchester and then just stop.
You'd make it to Arlington and just quit.
Yeah, if he leaves where he lives, Landville, or Ashburn, goes to Arlington, then he's going the wrong way.
Okay. If Landville says he's going to Roanoke and he leaves Sterling, he would turn around before Front Royal. He would turn around before he gets to 81.
He said Winchester. He just told you that.
Yeah.
Winchester is before Front Royal.
Oh, that shows my Virginia geography.
Yeah, because you said he's going to start and go to Arlington.
Time for her to hear first. Or is it not? Ah, there we go. We got the Kid Cudi Heard It Here First remix. I like it. I didn't make a pick last night. I'll try to catch up. You guys go ahead.
I got Nate Eovaldi.
It don't count for nobody last night.
I got Nate Eovaldi under 5.5 strikeouts tonight in the playoff game between the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Give me the Yankees money line. And I'm going to go with Garrett Cole. I'm going to make me a parlay here over 7.5 strikeouts.
Wow, juicy. What do you got, Philly?
I really like the Garrett Cole under, but just because I don't want to fade Beamich, I'm going to take...
You can fade me.
I'm going to take the Washington Wizards plus 1 point. So, against the Houston Rockets.
Did you really do this bet on
Wizards preseason opener tonight.
Yes.
I think all the coverage is on 980, I think.
Yes. Zards plus one. That's the official line right now.
I'm also getting in on the Wizards action. This worked for me great in the NFL.
You're in trouble now. You're in trouble.
I have no idea if this will work in the NBA. But I'm preseason unders in the NFL are where the money's at. I'm taking the under in Wizards Rockets 225.5. Book it.
Yeah, but in the NBA, when they don't try, they just score a crap load of points because nobody plays defense.
Yeah, but...
225 is a lot of points.
Though. Who's playing?
That's 113, 112.
That's D-League All-Stars, isn't it? Like,
I feel like they can
find
run it
out. Listen, I'll be honest. I don't have an NBA preseason betting strategy. I'm trying one.
Okay, let's just find out. Tell us tomorrow. We out now.
Grant and Danny coming up next.
Time here.
Thank you to all the folks that called in today. Thank you to our guests, Barstool Nate and Pete Haley. Thank you to the boys in the aquarium. Thank you to me and B holding it down in the prison cell studio. Thank you to Brian. I ate all the Kit Kats, by the way. I ate all of them.
Yeah, not impressive. Nobody cares.
Now I got to go to the dentist. Should be interesting. I picked a weird day for Kit Kat day.
For real?
Yeah, yeah. I have a dentist appointment at 3 o'clock. Grant Danny up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.